Something else, just as we're putting up the Christmas tree here, and we were just thinking, we were actually talking about the Christmas tree, and when we get our Christmas tree at home, and we haven't got it yet, we're going to get it tomorrow, myself and Holly always go out, and it's a tradition, it has to be Holly and me get the Christmas tree, even though when we bring it back, it can be a little bit weird, a little bit strange, mightn't fit in, we sort of, you know, mess things up and get it wrong, and then things have to be sawn off the bottom and the top, but the Christmas tradition is me and Holly always get the Christmas tree. And this year Anne actually wants to go, and that'll just break the tradition. It'll be gone. So we're thinking maybe allowing her to go, but she has to stay in the car and just point out the window. That looks like a good one. So that's our big tradition. What crazy? It's not that you, I mean, I'd say getting the Christmas tree with your daughter or your son is a real Christmas tradition amongst many families. But do you have any strange, unusual, quirky ones? Might be something to do with the pudding, or where you put the stockings, or who puts the stockings up? Is it maybe who goes down in the morning to see if Santa's arrived? Is there a queue on the stairs? Is there a special queue? Who goes first? Youngest goes first? Or oldest goes first? Is there something you do, the way you wrap the presents, what you do Christmas Eve? I'd love to know little family traditions, possibly that have been there for generations, or maybe since you guys got married and now it's passed on to the kids, or a Christmas tradition that just, if you don't do it every Christmas, then it's not Christmas. Give us one of those. 51552, or give us a shout, 1850 715 922. Because also I think with the music we play, some of it is so naff, but it's traditional. I mean, you're Bing Crosby's and you're Chris Rea's and that. And a normal day we wouldn't play anything from Bing Crosby or anything from Chris Rea. At Christmas, it's a tradition. You get to play music that is pretty naff. Now, Christmas traditions. Calling myself, my dad always get the Christmas tree. During the year, I moved in with my boyfriend, and I still want to get the tree with my dad. My boyfriend is miffed about it. I don't care. I'm still going to buy it with my dad. See, there are some amazing things, aren't there, about Christmas traditions that just, that's the way it is. Christmas jammies, bought and worn for the first time Christmas Eve. Been doing it since I was little, and I now do it with my husband and boys. And he said Christmas jammies are a big thing, aren't they? Okay, traditions. Colin, we still watch Santa leaving on the 6 o'clock news. Me and my mum would never miss it. We have to drop everything and watch it. I'm 26. Well, the magic never goes, Danny. It never goes. Traditions. Colin, we have venison stew every Christmas Eve. Oh, very nice. That'd be nice. The irony was lost on us. Okay. The irony was lost on us for the first few years, just as well. The kids wouldn't have been too pleased. Now it's just tradition. Yeah, of course, because it's venison, it's deer, yeah, it's reindeer. I was very lucky years ago to get up to Lapland. It was when my son was a small little fella. We went up to Lapland for a couple of nights to see Santa in the North Pole, right on the North Pole. And everything you ate for the 2 days, from breakfast to lunch to dinner. Once it was meat, it was venison. There was nothing else up there. That was it. It was venison for breakfast, venison muesli nearly for breakfast. Okay, traditions. Colin, our Christmas tradition is a movie day out. From the time I was little, the Indogroup Credit Union ran a film show in the Savoy Cinema the Saturday before Christmas. My dad would take me, my brother and sister with a friend of his from work and his two girls. The idea behind this was to give mums the Saturday morning for any last minute bits and pieces that needed to be done. Since my girls were of cinema going age, I've carried on the tradition and I go with my girls and a friend of mine with his girls. Ah, good man, Colin. That's the way to do it. Tradition. Colin, my mum bakes the ham for Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve. So on Christmas Eve, we always have ham, chips and coleslaw for tea. Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Every year, my family hangs out a stocking for each pet. Santa visits them too. Well, of course, Santa's there for anyone who sends a letter to Santa, be it your pet or whatever, is there, and there's a chance of them getting something nice. Christmas traditions. Every Christmas morning, Colin, my granddad used to have steak, liver and fried onions for breakfast. What? Steak, liver and fried onions. Now, keeping with tradition, me and my brothers both have the same for breakfast before tackling into the turkey and ham in the afternoon. Needless to say, a lot of snoozing in the evening time. Well, see, it's good to keep up that tradition, isn't it, for granddad? So you steak, a bit of steak, liver and fried onions. Sounds good. Hey, James.
Good morning, Colin. I'm a taxi driver. Get me out of here. Great win for Keane.
What great a fantastic
win.
Man.
Fabulous. He's done us proud. But,
come on, anyway, Ireland. It's probably the only thing we're going to win in the last 2 years. We actually win a celebrity jungle thing.
Well, I hope I win your competition. Now, don't be putting me off texting in.
Now, what? Go on.
Happy Christmas to you all there, by the way. Basically, I DJed for a long time and tradition. I got married in 71.
Yeah.
And in 1970s, you know, Boney M came out with a great version of Mary's Body Child.
Yeah.
And up to this day, I'm 61 now, my children, my four kids, would not go into the sitting room till Mary's Body Child was heard. I would go in, as you know, it was all vinyl then, only your iPods now. And I would put on Mary's Body Child on the 7-inch, play it on, and have it on repeat, and the kids would come in and just do all their presents, and I had the camera taking photographs to meet the band. And there was one particular year, you know, all the technology changed, and the turntable's gone out of the sitting room, and I said, oh my God, I have to go out now and tape this, put on something or whatever, CD or whatever. And my son said, Dad, you're all right, he says, I'll just stick the iPod on.
See, new technology, same tradition.
I know, absolutely fabulous. Mary's Boy Child, and my kids are all grown up and they have their own kids now and they do the same thing themselves.
There you go. And it has to be Mary's Boy Child.
It has to be Mary's Boy Child.
I have the tackiest version of that. Can you hear this?
It's not Belafonte, is it?
That's some hell bloody thing I found on YouTube. It's just awful. This will frighten the kids out of the room. Yeah, so Mary's Boy Child. So how is business this Christmas?
Ah, Colin, we're hanging in there. You know us taxi drivers, we just keep smiling no matter what happens.
And is there many visitors around?
There was there the last few months, but they're all gone home, as you well know.
Okay. And what about Christmas Day? Do you ever go out work on Christmas Day?
Never. I was in aircon for 23 years, Colin. Never worked a Christmas Day in my life.
Okay. And is there many taxi men go out Christmas Day?
I'm not too sure, you know. I've seen a few around, you know, and I'm not too sure what the stats are. But Colin, just quickly come back to you. We're on about the wrong tickets.
Yeah.
My daughter books us in every year into one of the hotels, right?
Mm.
And it's for one of the top shows, blah, blah, blah. And we seven of the missus arrived on a Tuesday night, went to reception, gave her name. We were given the room. We were given our breakfast. We were given our show, right?
Yeah.
And we discovered we were there on the Tuesday, but the ticket wasn't till for the
Wednesday.
And we got a phone call then. See, we normally go shopping then.
Yeah.
And we got a phone call. How you doing, mister? Just checking to you, is a booking in tonight? I said, listen, our mistake. We were there last night. Thanks very much.
But were you sitting, so nobody else was in your seat? So you weren't in anyone else's seat?
No, we went to a show. It was an open show, The Red Cow.
Okay.
And it was you and Rogers that was on, and we just went to reception, we were given a room, we handed in the genuine tickets, nobody copped, it was a Tuesday, nobody said anything, and my wife says, these tickets are for Wednesday. I said, well, say nothing, and we got a lovely breakfast, everything was grand, and then on Thursday we get a phone call off the hotel, blah, 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 about the show and the whole lot, and was everything okay?
Sorted.
And I said, listen, we were there last night, thanks very much. But listen,
James,
I love the show, Colin.
Come on, you get go keep up the good work. I will keep up the good work, James. I will. Good talking to you.
Take it easy.
Happy Christmas to you and yours.
Happy returns, yeah. Bye-bye.
It's 3 minutes to the line's closing. We get an ad break out of the way and I'll give you a little bit of notice. But don't be. God, that's awful, isn't it? 2FM. If there's a tradition in your family or in your house, that's it every single year. Christmas ain't Christmas without this tradition. Aideen says, Terry's chocolate orange in our stockings. Okay. Joe says, we have the next door neighbours, these are on Twitter, the next door neighbours and cousins down the road for brandy and mulled wine after Mass. Roisin, eating steak for breakfast with a full Irish fry after 8:30 Mass Christmas morning. Oh. Donna says, boiling the sprouts in Sidona. It's a long, smelly tradition. I've never heard of boiling the sprouts in Sidona. Claire says, it has to be Muppets and John Denver's Christmas album on repeat. Gosh. Just to remind you that we do have €1,000 to give away. Going to give you that in a few minutes' time. And again, you can be as happy as Naomi because Eddie, the courier, will get to you before it closes the business today. But you can also get to us. Here's a nice tradition that came in on text 51552. Colm, as my parents are separated and don't have big family Christmas, myself, my brother and sister and our spouses and children have met in one of our houses on Christmas Eve with our dad to exchange gifts and eat. We've been doing it 18 years now and we love it. My 9-year-old nephew is the guardian of whose turn it is to host the next year. Happy Christmas. It must be difficult if your parents are separated and now you've got kids yourself and what tradition goes on there and what traditions have been lost there. Colm, our tradition is that we buy one new decoration each year for the tree. One decoration each for the tree every year. The tree's a bit higgledy-piggledy, but we absolutely love it. Putting up the tree is a big tradition as well. And there's a piece in the papers today that actually tells you how you can keep your tree, you know, looking well all the way to Christmas Day. And they reckon, because a lot of people go, I'm not going to buy the tree this week, Colm, because it'll be in bits and everything. So I'll wait till next week. Well, let me tell you, the advice here, this is advice, this is proper 100% advice. A cared for, freshly cut, healthy Christmas tree should last 6 weeks in a home. So if you buy yours this week, it should still be in excellent nick by January the 6th, which is traditionally the day you take it down. When you're shopping, give your tree a tur once over before you buy it. If the branches are turning down, brown or crisp at the edges, it's not going to last long. Give it a little shake as well. And if any needles drop off, don't buy it, right? Each branch should also be quite heavy with moisture. Now, slice off the bottom. I never heard of this before. Well, I suppose everyone sort of does slice off the bottom and then stick the stand in it. Once a tree has been cut down, its sap will start sealing over the base, hindering its ability to absorb water. Making a fresh cut means it's possible for the tree to go on taking up water. So when you get your tree home, saw half an inch off the trunk and stand it in a bucket of water. We have one of these stands at home that actually is a bucket of water stand, and then you sort of screw the tree in, and it means you just keep filling it up all the time. That's a pretty good idea. I never heard of this. Keep it away from bananas. Apparently, bananas, and if the bananas are in the same room, bananas give off ethylene gas, which is a plant hormone that quickens the ripening of every other fruit nearby. So that's why if the bananas go black in the fruit bowl, all the others go off as well. I never knew that. So that'll actually encourage your tree to ripen too fast and hasten the dropping off of the needles. So keep your Christmas tree away from bananas, which, by the way, are bananas, just in case you weren't getting that. And you should also give it a little bit of food. So while you're giving it water, here's two things you should give it. One is lemonade. A drop of lemonade is particularly good for it. The glucose and the sugar will help the tree to maintain its cell structure. Secondly, a shot of vodka will do the world of good for your tree. It's just like your granny. A shot of vodka will do your tree the world of good. Alcohol will help to kill off the bacteria in the water. Add a capful to the water every other day. A little bit of vodka for the tree. It's very good for the Christmas tree. Let's just say an entire night. Tara, how are you?
How are you, Colm? How's it going?
Not too bad at all. I like this Christmas tradition.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious actually.
Go on, tell us.
They passed on now to the next generation, so they're kind of starting to talk about it already when it's just going to happen. But,
okay, what did your dad do on Christmas?
Well, every Christmas Eve we'd all be kind of washed and dressed and ready in the sitting room, and he'd arrive in with the turkey raw, holding it by his two, whatever he wears.
Wings.
Wings or whatever, and he'd have the whole lot was trapped in the sitting room and she'd be chasing us around with the turkey and up the stairs, locking ourselves in bedrooms and screaming all over the house. It was absolutely hilarious.
I love it. So Christmas tradition for you is to be chased around by your dad by a raw turkey.
Yeah.
And did he do it every year?
Every year, Colm. He still does it now.
Great.
Now we kind of, my little one, I call her Scary Mary now. She wouldn't be too into it, but she's kind of starting to get into it now. Yeah. Again, when she has someone to cling on to and they're all, because she sees us, I suppose, running and screaming still up the stairs, she'd be freaking out when he comes out if it's a turkey. it's actually hilarious now.
Now, and were you pregnant at one stage when he was chasing?
I was pregnant on Amy at one stage, and Amy was born in January, so I was fairly heavily pregnant, and I think I might have round one of the chairs.
Oh, brilliant. So this is great. So it just has to happen every single year. I love it. I love it.
It's very good now. It's funny. He's getting a bit breathless now at this stage, but he still goes up and down the stairs after.
Don't lose that tradition. I love it. I love it. Tara, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Colin. Bye.
See you now. Bye. Lisa, how are you?
Hi, Colin. How's it going?
What's your little tradition?
Well, it's a bit unusual, I suppose.
Yeah.
Rudolph doesn't get carrots from our house. He gets watermelon.
Watermelon? Okay, that's a nice choice. Very, very posh.
No, one year my daughter was quite young, only maybe 3.
Yeah.
And it was Christmas Eve and we realised we have no carrots. What are we going to do for Rudolph? And I said, well, we've got watermelon in the fridge because that was one of her favourites. And she took a bit of convincing. She wasn't too sure, you know, but like he only likes carrots. I said, but by the time the reindeer get to our house, they'll probably be sick of carrots. You know, they might want to change. So we leave the watermelon. So she said, oh, okay, then we'll give them the watermelon. So the next year came and it was like, oh, we'll have to get a watermelon. Because look for something different. We leave them the watermelon. So now.
So Rudolph likes the watermelon. He takes a couple of bites
out. I think he does, yeah. He likes brilliant. To change, you know. Yeah, still full up of carrots by the time he gets here. So
if I was a reindeer, I would get fed up eventually of just carrots everywhere. So that's good, a little something different.
Yeah, a little, mix it up a little for him.
A little bit of watermelon. Okay, well done to your daughter Hannah for thinking of that. And also, I think she's thinking about his girth as well. He's not putting on as much weight. There's very low calories in watermelon.
Yeah, exactly. Just rehydrating for the rest of the trip.
Well done, Hannah. Well done, Lisa. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Colin. Take care.
Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye-bye. These little traditions, isn't it funny the way it happens? Either leaving out a bit of watermelon for Rudolph, are being chased around the house by your dad with the raw turkey. Ah, yeah. Actually, it softens up the meat as well, doesn't it? Colin, we always put up on the day of the toy show, everyone comes around to my house for a toy show party wearing matching pyjamas. That marks the start of Christmas for our family, been doing it for years and years. Colin, my Jack Russells love drinking the tree water. Do you think the vodka would still be okay? Yeah, this is little ideas or hints about how to keep your tree lasting a little bit longer, a little bit greener, if it's a green tree, if it's a real tree. And one of the things is putting a little bit of lemonade and vodka in the water. Apparently is good. I suppose a little bit of vodka is not going to harm the dog. It might be good for I don't know, I'm not a vet, so please don't be giving your dog vodka on my advice. And also the other thing is make sure you've no bananas in the same room as your Christmas tree. Isn't that funny? I never knew that. Apparently the ethylene gas that exudes from the banana encourages other plants in the area to go to ripen very fast, and that means all the pins and needles will fall off your tree. We got a couple of traditions here. Colin, we started a new family tradition last year. We have 2 young kids, Lily and Dara, aged 7 and 4. So my husband and I decided to stay at home last year and to invite both our families to our house on Christmas morning for a seafood breakfast, including all the festive hot drinks. Everybody enjoyed, both families caught up, and it was wonderful, and we're looking forward to doing it again this year. It'll be an extra special Christmas this year with my nieces Danu, 5 months, and Quiva, 2 years, joining us. Wishing everybody a happy Christmas, lots of love. That's Karen out in County Galway. Oh, no better place for a seafood breakfast. There you go, there's a tradition you just started. Here's another one. Colin, we get the same present every year. Up until 2 years ago, my sister got the Bunty. I got the Judy, there in the magazines, but they stopped it, so we can't get it anymore. They have the Beano and the Dandy for my brothers. Wow, you've been getting that since you were growing up. They've stopped Bunty and Judy. The fools. Why were they? That's the worst business decision I've ever heard in my entire life. Actually, they could have brought out the annual for Christmas. Just the nostalgia value. The nostalgic value of Christmas must be worth millions, if not billions. Colm, every Christmas Eve, the youngest child in the house gets to put the baby Jesus into the crib before they go to bed. It's a tradition we've done for years now, the baby Jesus into the crib. How many different baby Jesuses have you had over the years, especially with kids? Because our kids used to just play with the crib all the time. And you could come down and Barbie was sort of squashed into the crib, or it could be a soldier in the crib. A lot of people now are getting the different sort of themed cribs. What do you think of them? Alan, how are you?
How's it going, Colin?
Not too bad. How are you?
Not bad at all.
You've started a good little tradition.
We have, yeah. We have we adopted a little fella from Russia.
Ah.
Now, he's 11 now. He's 19 months we got him.
Wow, and, okay.
He gets a special present on the 6th of January. That's right. Russian Christmas. That's when they celebrate Christmas.
All right. So, and Santa comes on the 25th as well, and then
he comes again. Yeah, right. And then he has to come all the way. He was very worried the first year that he might know where. Or the first year he realised he was from Russia. He was sort of worried that he wouldn't get to. He might leave it in Russia, but now he got it here. Yeah. So thank God.
So you've sat down and told him all about Russia, and he's
he understands everything. Yeah, he's we from the word go, we've been he knows, you know, and thinks the best way to do it was the right. It's supposed to be the right way to do it.
I can imagine so.
Yeah, but we like to keep a little bit and maybe one day bring him back. So have a look around and if he wants, you know, he's very laid back. So I don't know if that'll happen.
Is he your only?
He's our only, yeah, he's our only lad, yeah.
And was it tough to get that adoption through?
It was. It takes a long time. From going about it, I think it was a 4 year.
Wow.
It happens quick, you know, when the procedure starts, once you get called in, it's fairly quick from then on. You know, you have to do an assessment and a lot of social workers involved and.
Yeah.
But once it actually kick-starts, it's fairly quick, you know.
Did you have to go over to Russia a couple of times?
We had, yeah. We had to go over. Now, we went through an American agency, so we only had to go over twice.
Mm.
But you can do it independently. You can pick a, sort of get a client over there to do it for you.
Mm.
But that would mean literally going over yourself with all the paperwork, and it'd be a lot of hassle.
A lot of hassle.
You know, it'd be a lot, so they take care of all that, you know.
What's his name?
Alex.
We
wanted to keep his actual name, but when the name came, when it came over, we got a picture of him and a name, and the picture. It was back to front. We made a mistake. Anyway, his actual name was Ilya, so we kept Ilya as a second name.
Oh, very good.
And we kept him then.
Well, Alexander. There's a Russian sense of that as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it was Alexander or something, but that was a son of Alex or something. I don't know.
Great stuff. Listen, two Christmases and well done. And I think that's the way to embrace anything like that. And he'll thank you for that in years to come. He probably thanks you already.
Yeah.
Alan, have a good Christmas.
Cheers, Tom. Happy Christmas.
And to Alex as well. Happy Christmas. And so many great Christmas traditions as well. Thanks to all of those. And now I'll finish with one. I started this tradition at home maybe 10 years ago now. We have an old wooden box that holds all the Christmas decorations. Each year when we take down the tree, we write a little message on this box, a little synopsis of our year and Christmas, just a few lines. It's always so lovely reading back on our years when we then go and take out our directions the following year. Happy Christmas to you all. That's a good tradition. Have a good day.